I want to introduce to you a very, very astute and educated and well-thought-out lady who's going to join us here. She knows. Feed the morning show, and all will go well. Walt, we have an event coming up here. Let's introduce Christine to everyone.
Christine Kasbaum is with us this morning. She's owner and operator of Doggy Styles Pet Grooming, but doing a special event coming up to help out some folks. So good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
And, well, let's talk about, first of all, what are you doing, when and where, and what's happening?
On May 2nd, for the Powell Township School, we're going to be hosting a dog wash, which Carol, which is another co-worker that's there, we're going to be washing the dogs, and the parents and the kids are going to be help drying them. And we've been baking dog treats for the last week to try and help pass them out also.
Interesting twist, because we always hear of car washes. Yeah. Is that kind of where this came from, to just do something a little bit different and get the kids involved? Or
something that I could help. We came in late through the year. The kids have been doing this for the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. And my son and I, myself, we started the year late there. So it's something that, even though they're willing to help my son go on this trip, I want to try and help give something back.
Well, then, yeah, you touched on it. So you're raising funds, obviously, for something. What is that?
On May 30th, they're going to New York, Washington, D.C., Massachusetts, and Philadelphia.
They're not messing around.
Wow.
No.
That's quite a trip.
Jeez.
That's a lot of dogs to walk.
Yes, it is.
Where are you guys doing this? Is it at the shop or where? What
it is. It's at 117 South 1st Street in Ishpeming. As you probably know, the fair is going on.
Yep.
Down there, so it might be a little hard to get there, but we are open, and I just hope everyone comes
in. Well, I mean, what's wrong with taking the dog to the fair? My dog loves that.
Walk it around a little bit, get it a little dirty, and then bring it in for the
spill
walk.
Spill some cotton candy on it or something.
This is to help
careful
out.
What you wish for.
Yeah, you never know. They're going to bring in a Newfoundland or something like that. But the idea, again, is that you can get your dog washed, and the funds, is it, do you have a set fee, or is it a donation, or what are you looking at in terms of the money?
Well, we do have a set fee. For the smaller dogs, they will get a wash and a dry, their nails cut, and a scarf for $10. But if anyone doesn't want the dog, the drying part of it, if they just give a donation, that's fine.
I don't want to get too far away from the event here, but what's the trip? Just, is it graduation? Is it what it is?
No, well, it is part of the graduation. The 7th and 8th grade are going. The school class, there's 7 kids. Combined for the 7th and 8th grade, so they do it 2 years, so both years they can go, or okay,
every other year,
every other year, but mm-hmm. 2 grades go together, so that it's a little bit easier.
So for those that may be just joining us, you're doing what at the shop, which is in Ishpeming? How can folks help raise some money?
We're hosting a dog wash dry for the Powell Township. It's on May 2nd. We're going to be there from 8 in the morning till 5 at night. And generally, we're asking that the last dog be taken in about 4:15 so that it can be done.
I was about to say, how long does this process take? Because I know at home, it's, you know, get it done as quickly as possible, but you're the experts. How long should this
well,
plan for?
We're hoping that it takes about an hour a dog. So, like I said, for just a donation, if they just want them washed, we can do that. Towel dry them, mm-hmm. and you know they can be on their way that way. But we'd like to have them dry.
Do you have that stuff that's like new dog spray?
New dog smell.
They do all get cologne, but it's healthy, just so that no one. It's hypoallergenic.
There you go.
Well, that's cool. And you're looking at donations for that, and like $10 or so for
$10 for their smaller ones, mm-hmm. and then like $13 for like a Springer Spaniel, and then when you get up to like a German Shepherd, probably like $17.
So, and if anybody wants to give a little bit more, you'll be happy to take
definitely.
It as well.
Yeah.
So this is all going again to the kids and their trip with the Powell Township Schools. So I've got a Black Lab, Chocolate Lab, and then fill in like 3 or 4 other little things. He's about 105 pounds.
Yeah.
How much would he be?
17.
$17?
Mm-hmm.
Worth 30, every penny.
35.
30, yeah. For him? Yeah, 30
for
bucks.
Him,
yeah.
30 bucks.
And that's a good point, because that's generally about how much it would be on a normal day if you made an appointment.
How many of you going to be working the shop that day?
We have two, well, three that are going to be that normally work there. And then we have my husband and three kids and three other parents. So hopefully we can take care of everyone that comes in.
So you're saying that if Mark brought in the dog on normal day, it would be more in the $30 range or something? That for this, it's a way to save a few bucks and also help out the kids?
Definitely.
Can't go wrong with that. Again, when and where?
Yeah, the hours.
May 2nd from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m.
And where exactly is the shop? Because there's going to be some other stuff going on. They've got a big party going out this weekend in Ishpeming. Where exactly are you located?
We're right on the corner of First Street and Pearl, right next to Mamma Mia's restaurant. A little plug there. But and our road is... Our road is accessible. They have Pearl Street open, so you... If you can find a spot, that spot is open. Their fare isn't on that road.